Hi, what can I do for you? Oh, well, it's just that students usually come to me for problems during office hours. You wanted to help me with a problem? What do you mean? Oh, right. I didn't think anyone actually heard me say that. Well, in any case, I didn't actually mean it when I said I have no one to talk to. It's just that, anyway, it's very kind of you to stop by and check in like that. Even if it's just over Zoom. I've noticed that you seem to be quite an interested student. Are you just passionate about art, or? Just an admiration for beautiful things, huh? Well, is that why you sometimes get distracted during class? Don't think I haven't noticed that daydreamy gloss you get in your eyes sometimes, staring into the screen but not really paying any attention. Is there perhaps a beautiful girl in class that you get lost admiring? Maybe. Well, I think I might have a guess to who it is. Does she also perhaps tend to wear a lot of snuggly sweaters? Oh, oh, I see that blush. I'm right, aren't I? Well, that does narrow it down, though. But there's still a few options. Let me see. Does she tend to speak up a lot during class? Yeah. All right. Well, I think I got my guess. May I? Is it me? Oh, I knew it. I could see it in your eyes, the adorable way they twinkle when you see me. I have to admit, it's quite flattering. Upset? No, of course not. It's not the first time I've suspected such a thing, and I doubt it'll be the last. Plus, with my husband gone, it is nice to get some attention sometimes, even if it is just from a boy. Although, as you know, I have quite an eye for detail. And I have to admit, you do strike me as a little different. Your interests seem to go beyond a simple passing crush on a teacher. Would that observation be correct? Oh, sweetie. No answer is an answer in itself. But please, there's no need to feel embarrassed. In fact, I find it kind of adorable. You coming into my office hours to check on the teacher you've been fascinated with? And the cutest part was that you were so genuine about it. You really just came in here because you care for me. I haven't had that in so long. And if it weren't for the times going on around us, I might be able to give you a kiss on the cheek. Or maybe somewhere else. Oh, no. No, just rambling about classes. Anyway, why don't you tell me more about this little crush of yours? I knew it. An admiration for your professor, huh? I've seen the way your eyes light up when I get all up in arms about defending a piece of art, or how you bite your lip whenever I adjust my sweaters. Tell me, what exactly is your favorite part about me to admire? My eyes? Because they keep you so entranced during lectures that you can't focus on anything else? My, what a flattering man you are. What else? My voice. You like the bubbly way I talk when I teach? Well, what about if I talk all nice and husky like this?
Cute when you get flustered.
Look at those cheeks. Keep going. This is too fun. My outfits. You like the bright, pretty colors I wear? Especially the way they highlight my skin? Oh, stop, you're gonna make me blush. Or is that just what you want, you little cutie? Tell me, what thoughts do you have about me? What exactly do you dream about when you listen to me drone in class? Kissing me? It's rather vanilla, but cute nonetheless. Someone like you, though, there's gotta be more artistic stuff that you've imagined. Maybe something involving breeding?
Oh, that wine is adorable. I knew I saw you perk up when I mentioned my kids.
Does that get you going? Listening to your professor talk about all the babies she's had?
Oh, look at you getting so red. No need to be embarrassed. This is your dream after all.
You know, since office hours are supposed to be about helping students, I suppose I could do my best to alleviate your situation. Why don't you take out your cock and let me help you achieve all your fun little goals?
Yeah?
Stroke yourself as you look into these eyes that captured your imagination so well, while you listen to your favorite voice. Go on. Jerk yourself off for your professor. I love seeing you shudder like that. You like it when I take charge, don't you? When I call you a good boy? Your moan is adorable, such a cutie. So, if I'm gonna do my best to help you, I'm gonna need as much info as possible. And you never elaborated on your answer about fantasies. So you do have some really naughty ones then. Well, don't be embarrassed, sweetie. We're far past that point already. You want me to cuddle you while I jerk you to sleep? That is pretty hot. I bet you'd love to feel my warmth pressed against your back while I wrap my warm fingers around you. My skin even more comfortable than the bed as I stroke you till you make a mess all over the sheets.
A really big mess, huh?
So does that mean that you'd give me more than one load?
How many?
As many as I'd like?
Yeah, you'd be a good boy and give Professor all the loads she wants, right?
Cover her hand in your cum even after I've run you dry all day?
Such a sweet boy.
I like that, you know. Thinking about you whining while I milk you like a dispenser. Cleaning up all your messy sap from the bed sheets while you fall asleep in my arms. See? I knew that brain had way more creativity than just kissing. What else, babe? What do you want Professor to do to you?
My tits. What about them, honey?
Oh, you want to suckle my titties. You know, I just had my newest a few months ago, so I am still lactating.
Of course you knew.
I bet that's exactly what you want to do, isn't it? To drink up all mommy's milk while you fuck me?
I saw that little twitch when I called myself mommy.
You like that, don't you? You and your professor mommy cuddling while you milk her titties?
Yeah, don't think I haven't noticed your gaze getting lost in my sweater puppies all lecture.
I can't imagine how hungry you'd be to taste them. You'd probably milk me dry for the night.
For the week? Such an eager boy.
Stroke faster for me, babe. Imagine my milk flowing down your throat while you jerk off in front of your teacher. Oh, God, you little cutie. Your face is adorable while you jerk off. Come on, tell me some more. This is super hot.
Oh, really? Coming in my mug for breakfast?
Oh, you naughty, naughty boy. Here I was thinking students were supposed to give their teachers apples.
Not that I mind having some of you before class.
Or maybe I'd enjoy it even during class. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Knowing I'm drinking your cum in front of hundreds of students.
great. Now you've gone and done it. I didn't think I'd have to satisfy myself during this. Your fantasies really have got me going. Making me think about all this naughty stuff you'd do to me if you had me. Come on, tell me, sugar. How would you fuck me? A young boy like yourself, I know you've been dreaming about taking that cock and putting it inside me. In the teacher's lounge. A little exhibitionist, aren't you? That's kind of hot, though. Taking me right there where anyone could walk in and find us fucking? How, babe? How would you fuck me? Just bend me over one of the tables? Hike my skirt up and take me? Or maybe hike my leg up on the countertop and fuck me near the sink? On the floor? Hungry little thing, aren't you? Just lower me to the ground and fuck me there like an animal? We'd probably have to do it after hours, considering I have been known to get loud. Especially if I was with a cute, cuddly, eager boy like yourself. I bet you'd have a massive load for my pussy, wouldn't you? Look at that face. You love talking about cream pieing your professor, don't you? Leaving my pussy all warm and sticky. Your sap dripping into my panties as I drive back home. Having your cum oozing down my thigh as I take a shower. Fingering my pussy as I wash off all the sweat. Oh, look at you all flustered. Come on, honey, stroke faster for me. Remember, I'm here to help you. And I really want to see you give me your first load. Oh, you heard right. Your first load. Because your mommy is having way too much fun to give this up. I expect you to be present at every office hour from here on out. Cock in hand, ready to listen to any orders for the day. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and block off some time after hours just for us. That way we can be sure we'll never be interrupted. And I can have you all to myself. No, sweetie. Stroke faster. Professor wants your cum. That's a good boy. That's right. I want your cum just as much as you want to give it to me. Just as much as you want to give me your babies. Oh, don't act surprised. I see the way your face lights up when I mention all my kiddos. It was hardly a stretch to discern you had a little breeding kink. Oh, God, you're so freaking cute when you get excited. I bet you'd be adorable in bed. Gasping and moaning like you are now while I cuddle fuck all the cum out of you. What's that, honey? You're gonna come soon? Alright, we'll just hold on a little bit longer. Since this is our first time, I want to make it special and have us come together, okay? I know that these times have been crazy and... it can be hard to feel close to anybody right now. But if we at least do this together, maybe that can be our solace of hope until life finally gets back to normal. Sorry to get emotional like that. It's just been a tough year. But that's why we're doing this, so we can enjoy the simple pleasures of life. I see that look on your face. I said no coming unless you want for this to be the first and last time I have fun with you. Then you better be a good boy and hold it in. Good boy. Now give me one more fantasy before I let you explode all over your keyboard. You have a friend that you share all your fantasies with? Let me guess. You want to share me with him too? Filling up a pair of my holes while you have your way with me? Did you just say you would use my mouth as a docking bay? Honey,
Oh, sweetie, remind me we need to work on your dirty talk a little bit, all right? Oh, how cute. Anyway, back to the subject. Exactly what would you do to me besides use my mouth as a docking bay? Trade back and forth while fucking my pussy. Going for sloppy seconds and thirds and fourths. Oh, naughty boy. Oh, you really are in love with the thought of my experienced little pussy being pumped full of cum, aren't you? Using your jizz as lube while you fuck me over and over and over. Such a good boy. I'm close too, sweetie. Just a couple more seconds. Hold on. Be a good boy for your mama, and I'll let you fill up my tummy as much as you want. Just hold on. Yeah, now, honey. Come for me, sweetie. Come all over your hand for mommy. Oh, what a good boy. Look at how much you're giving me. Oh, I haven't come like that in ages. Oh, God, I am soaking wet. And you, God, baby, you let out so much for me. Let me see your hand. Show mommy the cum you gave her. Ah, oh, good boy. Oh, such a big load for your professor. Just imagining that all over me. All over my face, all over my sweater. In my mug and in my pussy. Oh, God, sweetie, that was really... Wait, what are you doing?
No. Where do you think you're going?
You said you were prepared to give me as many loads as I wanted. Oh, what? You didn't think that would include today? Nuh-uh, mister. Just because you pass one test doesn't mean you pass my class. Sit down, right now, and don't you dare clean your hand. If you're going to use cum as lube, you better be practicing now. God help this generation. If you try to pull something like that again, I'll have to do something you really won't like. I know you know what a chastity belt is. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. I know there's plenty more fantasies rolling around in that head of yours. So, you said you like my clothes, didn't you? Any fantasies about those? Oh, there is. Explain. Oh, you filthy boy. Wrapping my panties around your dick while I jerk you off? What exactly about that makes it such a good fantasy? The softness of the fabric? Knowing I wore them all the time? And how do you know my panties are as delicate as you believe? Because I look like the type of woman? Well, while I don't appreciate you judging women like that, you aren't wrong. In fact, for the first day back of real class, I might just wear my favorite lace panties so I can give you a lovely little gift after. I bet you'd pull them right out the second you got home, wouldn't you? Would you take your time and sniff them? Or would you be too eager and just got straight to jerking yourself silly with them? Remembering the way my cute sweater hugged my body, imagining it with your hands hugging me? Would you make a big mess on my panties? Yeah. Leave them absolutely drenched. God, you're an eager boy. I love that. It's getting closer to dinner time, and I've got kids to feed. I'm gonna share one of my own fantasies, okay? And the entire time, I want you to close your eyes and imagine that your cum-drenched hand is my pussy, okay? Now, I've always loved the thought of having a good boy come up behind me while I'm cooking. And maybe just have my apron on. And then he comes up and wraps my tummy in his arms. His dick already grinding into my butt. And you nibble on my ears as you put your dick in me, working me nice and slow at first. But like all young men, you can't help it and you start to buck into me. That breeding instinct of yours needing its fill. So while you make a mess of my insides, I do my best to keep the outside clean, even as you plow into me on the countertop, your teeth digging into my back. After a while, you just can't help it, fucking me hard onto the countertop. My apron bunched into my mouth, so the kids can't hear me scream. So needy as you thrust like an animal until you fill me with your cum. That's a good boy. Buck into your hand like it's mommy's pussy. Don't stop until you've given mommy everything she wants. Come on. Come on. Keep going until you come for mommy. You've been such a sweet, sweet boy. Give mommy just this one last thing. There you go. There you go. You got it. Come on. Come on. Oh, there you go. Oh, what a good boy. Keep going, honey. Don't stop until you've emptied every last drop for me. Well done, sweetie. Oh, you did so well for me. I may not be able to give you a kiss in person, but I can give a little peck to the screen for you. you did so well for me. So much cum for mommy, and it's only our first time. I can tell I'm gonna have such fun with you. What's that, sweetie? Oh, you're so cute when you're hesitant. Go on, honey. Say it with conviction. There you go. I love you too, snuggly poo. Oh, my sweet little boy toy with all its naughty fantasies. And I can't wait to indulge each and every one with you. give you all the cuddly aftercare you deserve. Once this is over, you and I are going to be spending a lot of time together. Understood? Good boy. I cannot wait to see you again. You know when my next office hours are, right? That's right. Good boy. See you tomorrow.